Tripti Vashisht. I'm an assistant professor and citrus extension specialist.
We've talked before about the ideal soil pH level for HLB affected trees being, I think, 6 to 6.5.
Yes, we are seeing good response when plants, HLB plants are growing in pH around 6. So 6 is where you would like to be.
And you told growers adjusting the pH needs to be a continuous effort. Why is that?
So pH adjustment needs to be continuous because soil has its own buffering capacity. Our soils are known to be more alkaline and our water is more alkaline. So you are putting alkaline water on alkaline soil, which means the pH will keep changing. So when you are trying to bring it down, it needs to be a very continuous effort and you need to monitor it closely. You need to monitor it so often that you do not bring it too low. You don't want your pH to be too low. That's one of the problems that we are seeing now, that we are focused on acidification, but we are bringing, you don't have to be too low. If you go too low, then you will cause problems with the calcium and magnesium availability to your plant. It will basically leach out.
Today you showed growers how to use some methods to test pH on their own, two of them litmus paper and a pH meter stick, I believe.
Yes, so these are the two methods by which you can actually measure the soil pH in field. You don't have to send the samples to the lab. Honestly, lab is the most accurate method, but it is expensive. And when we are talking about a continuous monitoring, a grower should be able to do something on weekly basis or monthly basis, depending on how you are acidifying. So pH meter, litmus paper, both can work in field. The pH stick that we talked today, it's not accurate to the decimal places, but it is pretty good and something growers can use in field without any major preparation for the soil.
But you recommended, I believe, lab testing at least once a year.
Yes, lab testing at least once a year is needed. You cannot, so these sticks and these meters are good, but they are more desirable for their portability and cheap, or not cheap, but easy way of measuring it. But accuracy is best with the lab method. So growers should not overlook that. Lab method still has the priority at least once. If you can do twice a year, that's really good because you don't want to know when it's too late.
Anything you'd like to add?
Again, we need to take good care of our plants. That's what seems to be working at this point. So good nutrition and good irrigation with overall good growth management is what's working.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.